Depot has Roundup Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer for $12.88. Make life easier this weekend, and your weeds like more savings. Swing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, cloudy and cool tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Sunshine and low 80s all the way through the Memorial Day weekend.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 4 o'clock. Today is Thursday, May 23rd. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Tim Hughes. Sunny in Salt Lake City, 68 degrees.
And we've got a news conference getting underway in West Point, where that horrific murder took place. Let's join that now.
It was a highly emotional incident, obviously, for law enforcement and public safety personnel, and our ability to cooperate with one another and work together come to a smooth resolution. As the investigation, I just want to give you a brief rundown of kind of the facts on how it took place. As the investigation progressed, we located the missing 10-year-old boy deceased in the house. This was following the reports that we had two missing children, one 10-year-old and one 15-year-old. The 10-year-old was found deceased in the lower part of the house, and so our focus then turned to the 15-year-old at that time missing, and it was unclear whether the individual, the 15-year-old, was a suspect or a victim of some type of crime, as happened to his siblings. There have been some questions around what was it that changed in the status of the 15-year-old from being a person of interest to us arresting him. When it comes to the 15-year-old, he was located in Layton by Layton Police Department. He'd been walking for quite some time, and around midnight is when we made contact through Layton Police Department. With an attempt to locate being placed on him, it gave Layton City Police Department the information that they needed with a photograph to locate him. And when he was located, there was some evidence that we found that directly tied him to the scene of the incident back at the house. And at that time, he was taken into custody for his safety and the public safety. I don't want to bother with a bunch of the finite details, other than to say that the evidence that we found, was evidence that directly related him to the scene that we had there in West Point, and that was the reason why we took him into custody. The juvenile that we have in custody has a presumption of innocence, and that's something that we always keep in the back of our minds. And so when we're gathering facts, they will be reviewed by the county attorney's office, and they are the ones that will determine whether any type of charges will be pressed or filed against them from that point. So as far as we're concerned, we're gathering and we're continuing to gather the information on all aspects of this case, and the county attorney's office, once we have a better understanding of all the evidence that we have, will determine whether charges will be filed or at that point what the charges will be. But as of right now, he's being held on two counts of homicide.
This is Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson.
That being said, I'm open to any type of question that you might have.
Sheriff Jim Kennedy with Fox 13, any idea what could have motivated this?
Obviously, anything that we have right now will be speculation. He had been interviewed by one of our detectives, and there has been some things that have been brought forth that obviously is part of an active investigation, and as time goes on, I think it'll be released as to why he did what he did.
tied him directly to the scene?
I can't elaborate on specific evidence, but to say that it was physical evidence, and that physical evidence, when we gathered it, could bring him directly back to the event that occurred. Pardon?
It could bring him back, or it does.
It will bring it back to the scene of the crime.
Is that physical evidence a knife?
No, he did not have any weapons on him when we located him.
Blood on his clothing, blood on his person.
We found some trace evidence of blood on the person.
On the 15-year-old?
Yes.
Has he confessed to the crime?
That's one of those parts of that active investigation. He has been interviewed, and at this point in time, without his lawyer being present or anything else, would like to kind of hold that back and not answer that question.
Is it fair to say that you have some indications of a motive, but you just don't feel comfortable at this point releasing that?
Yeah, obviously, we want to keep you informed as much as possible without damaging the case that we are building.
Earlier, you said it appeared to be something similar to knife wounds. Have you received any preliminary findings from the autopsy medical examiner?
The medical examiner, when they review it, they give us a preliminary findings, and that's what the preliminary findings were for us, is that they were knife wounds or stab wounds. But again, that determination will be done through the state medical examiner's office with the autopsy when it's finished.
Once again, you're listening to a news conference of the Davis County Sheriff's Office with Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson talking about the deaths of two young boys and the rest of their brother.
The evidence that we have right now shows that, again, we can't show any type of premeditation toward it, but it doesn't, you know, I'm not going to speculate as to what was going through his mind, you know, prior to this happening.
So it doesn't appear to be premeditated, maybe reactionary?
As far as the evidence that we're seeing right now.
Does he have any disabilities, you know, that you're aware of?
We have not been informed. We have not been informed that he has any type of medical disabilities whatsoever.
Does he have any other siblings? Were there any other siblings home?
He was actually left in charge of the two individuals, so the 4-year-old and the 10-year-old. The other siblings were with mother.
Sheriff, he was reported missing at the time. Has he provided an explanation of what occurred in the home and what occurred after that period of time until he was
there was some evidence that we found on some of the stuff that had occurred between the time that he was missing and the time that we found him. As part of the interview process, we won't release that until further down the road, but we do have a firm understanding of what the timeline was from when he left until we found him.
This has been a news conference with Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson about the murders of two young boys, ages 10 and 4, in West Point. Their 15-year-old brother has been arrested. Apparently, they did find evidence connecting him to the scene where this all took place, but they're being very circumspect at this time about releasing a lot of information because they still have to complete their investigation and take this evidence to the Davis County attorney.
And yet the fact that there is no other suspect and they aren't in search of anyone else and there is no danger to any other public, you know, in the area would tell you probably more than they want to tell you about this story.
Exactly.
Right now.
And of course, we're going to keep you up to date throughout the afternoon on the developments in this case. We'll be back with Triple Team traffic coverage in just a second.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
This is Ryan Lenhart. My brother Travis and I own the Intellibed gel mattress stores from Logan to St. George. At Intellibed, our whole goal is to improve the quality of your sleep. Our gel does something very rare. It cradles your hips and shoulders while supporting your lower back. In fact, the most common thing that Intellibed owners say to us is that when they wake up, their bodies feel refreshed and restored. We want everybody to wake up restored, and we know that more people buy Intellibed mattresses this week than at any time of the year, so we're offering our best deal yet. Buy any Intellibed mattress and get a free iPad, or choose 3 years no-interest financing. Don't settle for air, memory foam, or latex. Sleep better tonight on the best mattress available, and take advantage of our 5-minute no-interest financing that we do right here at the store. Intellibed Memorial Day Mattress Sale, only at Intellibed. In Logan, Riverdale, Salt Lake, Draper, Orem, and St. George.
Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
And time for a Triple Team traffic coverage here on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first, here's Mark Christians.
I-15 is really holding out quite well this afternoon with little or no problems out of the downtown area towards the I-80 split. Still have a great commute going on through Murray and right into Sandy if you're headed southbound. Northbound, a little bit of a delay between 9900 South and about 90th South. Biggest problem in the slow traffic, definitely between 13th East and I-15. If you're headed westbound on 215 at the south end, you have two different accidents, one at 7th and one again at 3rd West there that they're trying to clean up. But I'm looking at some pretty stopped traffic, especially between 7th and I-15. Dave?
Watching the drive into Davis County, you're good coming out of downtown on I-15 through the North Interchange, then all the way through Davis County and Weber County. No problems at all there. No slowdowns or delays you're going to have to deal with. It's a good drive on the north end. Heather?
We're starting to get a bit of thick traffic now. Southbound I-15 as you approach Bangor Highway, make your way around the point of the mountain. Then once you get past that Highland Alpine exit, you should have really good speeds all the way down into Springville, so nothing to hold you up right now if you're headed out of Utah County for your weekend. The Home Depot has Roundup Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer for $12.88. Make life easier this weekend and your weeds life shorter. More saving, more doing. That's the power of Home Depot. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Lehman of KSL Weather Center. A lot of people would say temperatures in the 70s, sunshine, just about perfect. Well, you know what? That's what we get. A little north breeze, sunny, and mid-70s today and tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Lehman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 68 degrees downtown.
And we've got breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Vote has taken place at the Boy Scout Council in Texas. KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall joins us now live with the latest. Cleon.
Yeah, Scott, the Boy Scouts of America has voted to allow scouts who say they are gay into their ranks. It will keep its ban on gay leaders, though. 1,400 people from the Boy Scouts of America voted on this today. More than 60% voted in favor of the ruling. The ruling is bound to have many religiously affiliated groups disbanding, maybe forming their own groups. The LDS Church, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also just released a statement on this. He did not, the Bishop Gary Stevenson did not address the Boy Scout membership policies right at the heart, but he says duty to God is the heart of scouting and is foundational principle as old as the organization itself. He says that he said that at a Duty to God breakfast meeting in Grapevine, Texas today. We will have much more on this story as we come about, but right. As we said before, scouts can be gay. That's what they're saying here. The scouts can be gay, but they can't be practicing that, and so we'll have much more on this story as we go forward.
And my understanding from the proposal was it will still be up to each individual scouting organization to still decide.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and as Cleon mentioned, we'll have the very latest throughout the afternoon right here on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 414.
Where Utah comes to talk.
Are you kidding me? Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio. The K- KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Syracuse police learn of a live sex show to be staged at a local movie theater. Move in and make 6 arrests overnight. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Duke.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The axe is falling at Kennecott Utah Copper. The company has started putting planned layoffs into effect. The affected workers are being notified today. The company says the cuts are needed because of production drops from a major landslide at the Bingham Canyon mine.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Very slow traffic westbound on 215 the south end between 1300 East and I-15. All lanes moving, I'd say, 5 to 10 miles an hour in most cases. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
What a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine and our temperatures holding in the 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Sunny, 68 downtown.
Now, new technology comes to the National Weather Service, giving forecasters a lot more power. They hope it puts the U.S. back on the map as a global weather leader.
Most of the improvement in weather forecasting over the last 20 to 30 years has been due to this just relentless improvement in computer technology. The better the computers, the better these supercomputers, the better the weather forecast.
Now, the National Weather Service forecaster Larry Dunn says these more sophisticated weather models have higher resolution and faster speeds.
KSL News Time now, 4:16.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a 4-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
Doug Wright.
When the president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time now, 419. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And as we head into the Memorial Weekend, it's triple team traffic as we head to the traffic center. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, this is about the time of the afternoon that we normally see some of these heavier spots start to materialize. One of those now, westbound 80 to go southbound 15 to the flyover at the 80 split there. As you come on to the main flow at 27 south from the collector, things are a little bit slow. Further southbound, Murray 53rd south, and then starts 5900 south, now stretches towards 90th. Northbound delays in place between 106th and 90th south. The biggest slowdown of the afternoon continues to be, we're down to 9th east now, headed westbound towards I-15 on 215. The south end, if you're using that particular freeway there, just expect some pretty heavy delays headed towards I-15. Dave?
Well, that's all the action there on the south end. It's a nice drive for you on the north end. Heading into Davis County, looks good through the north interchange, all the way up through the Farmington area, Kaysville, Centerville, Layton. No delays that I can see for you at all on I-15. You should make that drive heading northbound on I-15. Heather?
Yeah, also still pretty good. If you're southbound I-15, you will run into some thicker traffic now, Bangor Highway around the point of the mountain. But once you get past the Highland Alpine exit, there is nothing to hold you up all the way down past Springville. Get your business ranked on Google. Visit rocketwebdesign.com. They'll also build your website for free with the purchase of Search Engine Optimization Package. Get found on Google, rocketwebdesign.com. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
And time for KSL's accurate and dependable seven-day forecast. And, Kevin Eubank, great job on the Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. I won't take any credit. I had nothing to do with it. But it is looking pretty nice. Today, the south winds, oh, man, they are whipping across parts of southern Utah. 50, 60 miles per hour in some areas, especially over the southeast. It's still a little breezy here in the north. Temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s. Kind of a cool start to the day as well. We were in the 40s with some of the benches in the 30s. Now, tonight, 45, mostly sunny tomorrow, 73, 80, mostly sunny on Saturday, 82 Sunday. It looks fantastic. A few clouds come and go, but
yeah,
Memorial Day,
boy,
partly cloudy and 79. Pretty nice.
Wow, great time to pull out the barbecue or have the friends over.
If you haven't already
camping?
Done that, yeah.
All right,
last
Kevin.
Weekend kind of got spoiled, but this weekend's going to make up for it.
Kevin, thanks. You right bet. Now in Salt Lake, we've got 69 degrees.
KSL News Time now, 422.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Why should you use American Financing? Not only do they offer the best service and turn time so you can start saving money in as fast as 8 days, but if you found out you could save hundreds of dollars a month, I'm sure you'd want to start right away. Most importantly, American Financing has salary-based loan officers, so they aren't going to try to get you into a program or situation that isn't right for you. Customer service is their number one goal. If you currently have an interest rate of 4.5% or higher, you should be refinancing while rates are at historic lows. Don't hesitate. Start the new year right and save money on your biggest expense. If you're upside down on one or both of your mortgages, American Financing offers several loan programs that can help those who owe more than their house is currently worth. In some cases, dropping your mortgage insurance significantly with no appraisal required. Act now while mortgage rates are still low. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, an accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day Early Bird Sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Of the $15 billion hedge fund SAC Capital Advisors, according to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York issued subpoenas to SAC's president, chief compliance officer, and head of trading on insider trading allegations.
The sale of new homes in the U.S. rose in April and nearly matched the fastest pace in 5 years, driving the median price to a record high. The gains suggest the housing recovery is strengthening. The Commerce Department reports new home sales increased 2.3% in April from March.
McDonald's still can't shake its image as a purveyor of junk food that markets to kids. Critics of the world's biggest hamburger chain took executives to task at the company's annual shareholders meeting today. One was a 9-year-old girl who asked the CEO to, quote, stop tricking kids into eating your food.
Your money at this, funny, my kids have said the same thing in my house. Your money at this moment, the Dow was down 12 points, so we finished the day at 15,295. The NASDAQ off 4, and the S&P down by same 4 points.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Press conference at the top of the hour regarding the terrible deaths of two boys, possibly at the hands of their own brother. We'll get the latest details, although authorities not saying much as of now.
And we'll let you know how your drive home and into your Memorial Day weekend is going with Triple Team traffic coverage coming up next.
This time of year, traffic reports every 10 minutes on the nines is just the start. This Thursday and Friday, get Triple Team traffic all afternoon as Utahns head out of town. That's Triple Team Traffic, Thursday and Friday afternoon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place, and I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
For Memorial Day, the fourth room free. Call Zero Res at 2880.
Politics in the springtime. They're a real hornet's nest.
Conservative groups say that they, too, were targeted by the IRS.
An attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the Associated Press.
I will be exonerated, and we'll be able to move forward with the things that we're working on right now.
Reports are that several references to terrorism were taken out of the documents.
Grant and Amanda update these breaking stories every morning, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And time again for Triple Team traffic coverage here on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships and First Tier's Mark Christians.
Definitely got a good commute going on now between 21st South and 33rd South with delays both north and southbound right through that general area there. And then again, it picks up at 4800 South, continues right through Murray and then Sandy. Most of the northbound delays are located in Sandy. It looks like it starts about 106 South, goes right up and through 90th South. Most of those big delays on 215 the south end starting to disappear now. You're down almost to State Street now between State and I-15. No problems westbound on the 201, 215 east and side, east and west side belt routes are in great shape, as well as I-80 and Parley's Canyon. Dave?
Well, we're seeing a little heavier traffic now heading out of downtown and heading up into Davis County, but still nothing that's going to cause you any problems in the way of delays, seeing a little minor slowing in the, through the Woods Cross stretch of I-15, but again, nothing that's really going to cost you any time on that drive northbound on I-15 heading up into the north end. Heather?
Hey, we also have a good drive still. Southbound I-15, a little heavy around Bangor Highway and the point of the mountain, but nothing that'll slow you down. We do have a report of traffic lights in flash mode at the intersection of State Street and 800 South downtown Salt Lake. You need to treat that as a four-way stop. And there's also several minor fender benders all around the city streets, so just use caution this afternoon. Murray, Arts in the Park, evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show. Phone 801-264-2614. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Scott and Tim. Temperatures along the Wasatch Front today, upper 60s and a few low 70s, but it's going to get warmer as we head to the holiday weekend. Tonight, 45 for a low, 73 mostly sunny on Friday, 80 mostly sunny on Saturday. We'll stay in the upper 70s and low 80s right on through Memorial Day. Next week, a few more clouds, and we'll cool things off by Wednesday, Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is now 4:30. Sunny day out there in Salt Lake City and 69 degrees.
We're starting to see some slowdowns on the I-15 corridor. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this hour is our top national story. The Boy Scouts of America Council has voted to ease its long-standing restrictions on banning gay scouts, banning scouts, rather, who identify themselves as gay. We're getting local reaction, too. Our team coverage begins now with Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, BSA's president said they presented this because they wanted to focus on the children. 1,400 Boy Scout delegates voted today, and over 60% voted to support the proposal. Gay adults will still be barred from becoming leaders. This won't end the debate, though. Gay advocates say the policy doesn't go far enough, and some conservative churches that sponsor scouts have threatened to defect to other groups. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has issued a statement on the vote. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Well, Cleon, that response from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that statement that was issued, says that the long-established policy for participation in activities is basically laid out in the handbooks. The statement reads that young men who agreed to abide by church standards are, quote, welcomed warmly and encouraged to participate, end quote. It reads, sexual orientation has not previously been and is not now a disqualifying factor for boys who want to join in Latter-day Saint Scout troops. However, it does mention that they do have to abide by the standards of behavior set by the church, and that includes abstinence from basically any sexual relationship. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
In other news this afternoon, the New York City businessman held captive for a month and tortured has been freed. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us the authorities compare their case to Hollywood.
In what prosecutors compared to a plot from a James Bond movie, Pedro Portugal, a father of four, was snatched off the street and held in a warehouse.
He was tied to a chair, duct taped.
And Queens District Attorney Richard Brown says punched, kicked, burned with acid, and forced to call his family in Ecuador to demand $3 million in ransom money. All before Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says officers posing as building inspectors raided the warehouse.
He was located in that warehouse, and he was free.
That was Monday when the torture ended after 32 days. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Well, a Cleveland neighbor turned hero who helped rescue three women is getting rewarded. ABC's Daniela Bellotta has the very latest.
I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts.
And what did Charles Ramsey do?
So here I come with my, half eaten Big Mac.
And while still holding it, asked a man to bury.
What's up? And she's like, I've been trapped in here.
He then helped her break open the door so that she, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight could escape from his neighbor's house where they'd been held captive for around a decade. Now a dozen eateries in his hometown are paying homage to the hamburger munching hero. They've promised Ramsey free burgers for life. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
British police say two more people are under arrest in connection with that horrifying hacking death of a British soldier in London. Scotland Yard says counterterrorism officers arrested a man and a woman, both 29 today, on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. Police shot two other suspects at the scene yesterday.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Former Utah governor and presidential candidate John Huntsman is forming a new PAC here in Utah. Politico says the Red Rock PAC will be dedicated to helping elect like-minded Republican candidates across the country. Huntsman has not said if he will run for president again, but says this new PAC will give him a way to speak and travel and give him access to donors and such.
When you put items in your checked luggage, you expect it to be safe, but it apparently wasn't at San Francisco International Airport, according to ABC's Alex Stone.
A baggage handler working at the San Francisco airport is now facing charges. Prosecutors say 45-year-old George Reyes, who works for United Airlines, was pilfering items out of bags. He was found with iPads and purses. The items had been fitted with GPS trackers as part of a police sting. Reyes is accused of stealing items from at least 50 people's bags. He's due in court next month. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now, the Red Cross has released a series of free mobile apps to help people be prepared for natural disasters. Director of Communications for the American Red Cross Utah region, Teresa Zundell, says the app will alert you of natural disasters in your area.
The app will cause your phone to sound an alarm, and it will do this even if the app is closed. So it's really great thing because you will be proactively warned if you or potentially your loved ones might be in danger.
The applications are available for first aid, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and wildfires.
The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson was laid to rest today after a funeral service at the Salt Lake Tabernacle. Francis J. Monson was remembered as a person who always brought a smile to others.
While this is a time of sorrow, it is also a time of gladness. For Sister Monson had a rich and rewarding life.
Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said that Francis Monson was determined, loved life, and always worked to bless the lives of others.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
A West Point boy arrested on suspicion of double murder. With team coverage, I'm Peter Seymour.
Starting to see some slowdowns now. Northbound I-15 down around Sandy. We'll check it on the 9s.
KSL News Time, 4:35.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training, and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have three locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:45, we'll talk to the Utah Pride Center about the decision by the Boy Scouts of America to allow scouts to identify themselves as gay.
And the news this hour is sponsored by Alpine Home Medical, your trusted leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchair scooters and home oxygen. KSL News Time, 4:38.
Well, we're learning new details about two young children believed to have been killed by their older brother in West Point. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live in Davis County at the Sheriff's Office in Farmington with the very latest from a news conference that was wrapped up there just a few moments ago. Peter?
And Scott, we learn here that a murder weapon has been recovered. It's most likely a knife, but the sheriff's office wouldn't tell us exactly where it was found. But they also said this 15-year-old boy was walking the streets of Layton last night after the murders. He was covered. He had some blood on him before he was picked up by police in Layton after leaving his home in West Point. And Davis County Sheriff Todd Richardson worked hard to avoid guesses about certain other details, but he shared a few more with us.
I don't want to speculate what was going through his mind, but he is a natural child of the family, and the two individuals that were victims in this were both adopted.
Richardson says the double murders are emotionally draining on the neighbors and even on his own agents because this is such a gruesome crime. The teenager apparently acted alone, and his father is returning from work tonight in Alabama to be with the family. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Neighbors, in the meantime, are having a hard time comprehending how this could have happened to his family.
If that was my family, I can't even imagine what I would do. I mean, it's an ungodly feeling to just feel that, even if it's not yours.
Ann Durwalker lives just two doors down. A makeshift memorial has sprouted up on the corner of the property. People have brought flowers and balloons. Neighbors say the family had six children. The husband is serving in the military and is currently stationed in Alabama.
Police in Syracuse move in on a live sex show at a closed movie theater. Chief Garrett Atkins says the organizer of the show had advertised on the internet and invited customers to show up to watch or participate, depending on how much money they paid. Atkins says they set up a sting.
We had undercover officers in the theater basically acting as patrons, you know, observers. That they would, when they saw it actually happening, then they gave the code word and we knew it was time to go in.
Police arrested six people, including two customers. They say as many as 50 had told the organizer of the event that they would show up.
Traffic and weather together again at 4:39 as we help you get home. A lot of campers already on the road out there. And that means we're going to bring you some triple team traffic headed into this Memorial weekend, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, what's it look like?
Well, we just had an accident involving a school bus, two other vehicles. Was blocking the center lane, I-15 southbound at 4900 south. They've stopped all traffic for a moment, moved everybody off to the right. Traffic is really intensifying from about 2100 south now. Pretty much the whole stretch through Murray and right into Sandy. The usual afternoon delays are in place now. Eastbound 201, or 215, that is, at the south interchange looks pretty crowded on that right-hand lane, making the transition over to southbound 15. Speaking of the 201, westbound looks great. I don't see any problems out towards 215. Bangor, even 5600 West, working quite well for you. It looks like a pretty good commute that direction, Dave.
Well, most of those campers on I-15 heading into the north and right now going to be happy ones. You got a pretty good drive there waiting for you on I-15. Traffic is starting to get a little heavier and slowing down just a little bit as you drive through the Woods Cross Bountiful area northbound on I-15, but really not going to be much of a major delay there. And for the most part, you drive all the way through Weber County, and parts north is still going to be a great one for you right now as well. Heather?
Hey, Dave, we've got some brake tapping going on I-15 southbound right around the point of the mountain. I don't see any accidents that's causing that, so just be aware you're going to run into some decreased speeds as you head up the point of the mountain. Then once you hit the Alpine exit, it's going to be a great drive the rest of the way into Utah County. And just be aware, we still have those lights in flash mode, 800 South and State Street in downtown Salt Lake. Got what it takes to be a Spartan? We'll see about that. The Reebok Spartan Race in Soldiers Hollow, June 29th. No guts, no glory, no cool t-shirt for quitting. SpartanRace.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, this morning, it was a little crisp out there. 30s and low 40s along the Wasatch Front. We've been in the upper 60s and low 70s today, and it's going to get a little warmer as we head on into the holiday weekend. Overnight, 45 for a low, sunny and 73 on Friday, 80 on Saturday, and then low 80s for the holiday, Sunday into Monday, Memorial Day. A little cooler air moves in next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees.
As you mentioned a moment ago, Scott, we'll have someone from the Utah Pride Center joining us in just a few minutes to react to the vote by the Boy Scouts of America and their National Council to allow gay scouts to participate, still not allowing gay leaders. That's coming up.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Have you seen this?
Well, if you live next to a river, you might be next to an unlimited energy supply.
This isn't anything new. We're just talking about a water turbine, but this Japanese company thinks that it can get enough energy just from a river to power appliances around your house.
Yeah, this drops down into the water, and the good news is, because the river is always flowing, you don't lose energy at night.
The company thinks it might be great if there's some sort of natural disaster.
What, like a flood or something?
That'd be perfect.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Within the hour, we learned that the Boy Scouts of America National Council meeting in Texas had taken a vote. 60% of those, and I think it was like 1,400 people, voted that they would allow gay scouts but not gay leaders. We understand right now there's a press conference going on. We thought we'd join it live.
As long as that double standard exists, discrimination exists, and our work isn't done yet. But in the meantime, this is an improvement. It's a step forward, and we will take it, and we will build on it, and we will be here next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's also one thing I would also like to point out to everyone. These two gentlemen in the front row, these two gentlemen have both been kicked out by the Boy Scouts of America in the 90s. They started this fight in the early 90s. Between the two of them, they have more than a century of experience in the Boy Scouts of America. These are the giants whose shoulders we stand on. And I want to give a special shout out and some applause to them for all of their work.
Questions
right here. Hi, Peter King with CBS News, and I'm not sure who I should address this question to, but I think the logical question is, you talked about this being a small step forward. So the question is, what's next? I mean, I know that you want scoutmasters, adult volunteers, et cetera. What avenues are you going to use to try and make that happen?
Absolutely. At Scouts for Equality, you know, we've mobilized more than 7,000 Eagle Scouts who have spoken out in favor of inclusion. We plan on continuing to work through our volunteer members to engage councils and voting members like there were today across the country to make sure that this is what we want to do. But we also first have to make sure that they actually implement this policy.
And once again, you've been listening to a news conference in Texas following a vote by the Boy Scouts of America that approved allowing boys who identify themselves as gay to be members of the Boy Scouts, but not adults to be leaders.
It's been a contentious issue, and already some conservative partners of the BSA are threatening to drop their relationships. The LDS Church isn't going that far, saying in a statement that sexual orientation has not previously been and is not now a disqualifying factor for boys who want to join Latter-day Saint Scout troops. Valerie Larrabee is director of the Utah Pride Center. She's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. I guess, Valerie, real quick, just your reaction.
I think that here at the Pride Center, we are thrilled with the decision of the BSA's National Council. We think that it's a huge step in the right direction. And at the same time, we feel that this decision leaves a void along the path of our young people's journey to healthy and happy adulthood.
What about the fact that they will continue to exclude leaders who identify themselves as gay adults?
Yes, and that's the void that I'm speaking of. The this decision will continue to perpetuate the message of discrimination and confusion for our young people where neither should exist. And we believe that excluding gay adults from Scout leadership creates harm and sustains refutable stereotypes, and will paint a picture for these young people that as gay adults, it's okay for them to be treated as second-class citizens.
I don't know if you could hear before we got you on the phone the press conference back in Texas, but the point was made that this battle's been going on for some for more than a decade now and probably longer than that. Obviously, today is not going to end that battle or stop the pressure, I guess, on the national organization.
I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. It's obviously been a long path to get to this point. I'm very pleased that there are ongoing discussions about this policy. Certainly there will be a need to continue a dialogue about how to create the best future for these young people. And I hope that the Utah Pride Center can sit alongside our friends at the Mormon Church and help shape a safe and affirming environment for scouts in the program as well as those that have completed it successfully.
Valerie, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Valerie Larrabee, director of the Utah Pride Center, live on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
At AAA Utah, we're proud to say that when it comes to home and auto coverage, we offer a different kind of insurance. Did you know AAA is a not-for-profit member organization that's been offering insurance for almost 100 years? That means we don't report to shareholders. Instead, we report to members like you. Our service goes beyond a call center or website. With local agents in offices across Utah, they're real people that make a real difference. Get a quick quote on home and auto insurance from AAA Utah today. Just for calling and getting a quote, you'll receive a free $10 gas card. To find a branch near you, call 801-742-1926. That's 801-742-1926 or visit AAA.com/Utah. Offer ends 5/30/2013 or while supplies last. One gift per household. Insurance and gift card provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
Time again for Triple Team traffic coverage on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and here's Mark Christians.
Well, there has been a few spottings of campers and whatnot headed southbound on I-15, but it's in the slow mode at the moment here between 21st South. You can see the brake lights all the way through Murray right into Sandy, and if you're headed northbound, you've got some delays, usual delays, right around 106 South. This will lead right back towards 90th South. Looking at the 215 South end, if you're headed eastbound, just about 12th West or so, you run into the right lanes, the slowdowns leading up to I-15. Dave?
Well, you drive into Davis County. It kind of looks like a typical drive home. Starting to see some of that slower traffic develop approaching the North Interchange. That'll kind of be in place up into the Woods Cross area, and that'll start to ease up a little bit. Not a huge delay, but it will slow you down just a little bit, and you're going to get a little, another patch of slow traffic as you drive through Kaysville, northbound on I-15. A little bit of slowing there as well, but for the most part, your drive into Davis County is moving along in pretty good shape right now. Heather?
Hey, we have delays in Utah County, northbound I-15 throughout almost all of Linden. Earlier, there was some debris removed at 3rd North, and so traffic was completely stopped for a while, and so you still have residual delays all the way backed up almost to 16th North and Orm. And then southbound 15 from Bangor Highway all the way down around the point of the mountain to Timpanogos Highway, you're going to have some slow and stop-and-go traffic there. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at mosey.com.
Let's take a look now at the 7-day forecast. Everybody wants to know what's Memorial Day look like. Beautiful. Here's Kevin.
Scott and Tim, temperatures over the next 7 days on a bit of a roller coaster. We're starting in the upper 60s and low 70s today. We'll go into the mid-70s during the day Friday and then 80s by Saturday and Sunday, and then back down into the 70s for Memorial Day and most of next week. Looks like some thicker clouds in by Wednesday, Thursday with a slight chance for showers. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Still 69 degrees out there.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Utah Community Credit Union offers you the best home equity line of credit with an intro rate of 1.99% for 9 months and 3.75% thereafter and no closing fees. A home equity line of credit from UCCU is the smart decision. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7650 to get the best home equity line of credit. That's 801-223-7650. UCCU. Inspiring smart home equity decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Need a mortgage? Utah Community Credit Union offers the lowest mortgage rates and fees you'll find anywhere. We're talking basement floor low. In fact, we guarantee it or we'll give you $100. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7640 to get the lowest rates and fees on your mortgage guaranteed. That's 801-223-7640. UCCU. Inspiring smart mortgage decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
9%. Visit uccu.com.
Your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrials finishing the day down 12 points to 15,295. The NASDAQ dropped 4. The S&P also off 4.
KSL News Time now, 4:57.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad...
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Portion of the news sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Visit JiffyLubeUtah.com for oil change discounts, services offered, and nearest locations.
Time again for Triple Team Traffic as we get you ready for the Memorial Weekend, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Just count on the brake lights. It's a parade from 21st South now through Murray right into Sandy. And then if you're trying to make your way northbound, 114th South now right up and through 9800 South. Going to be a little bit tough. Dave?
Few slow spots on the north end. You've got a little bit of heavy traffic through the north interchange and up through the Bountiful.